And now, Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Well, the lectionary texts today mostly have something to say about fear and anxiety. Abram, later to be called Abraham, was concerned about his bloodline to keep going, the lineage that he had established. He was anxious that his family lineage would keep going on because in that society it was very important that your bloodline continue. He had no offspring. In fact, the only person to inherit his worldly goods was a slave. It was unheard of. And he was complaining to the Lord about that. And the Lord said, "Do not be afraid. Your heirs will be as many as the stars in heaven." And Abram, at his age, believed the Lord. He and Sarah both. Then the Hebrews passage, they don't say much about fear and anxiety, but they speak of faith. Faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith looks forward, not backward. People of faith like Abraham and Sarah trust the promises of God, even when the situation looks impossible. And the scripture says if they had been thinking of the land that they had left behind, they would have had opportunity to go back. But they didn't. They went forward with the promises of God. Puts me in mind of the Israelites who were complaining to Moses. They said, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. For you have brought us out into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly." And they were whining and carrying on. It was sad. I don't know how Moses kept his composure. I don't know how he did. And then this strange little passage in Luke. It's almost like Luke took various little quotes from Christ and stuck them in this paragraph. Jesus begins today's scripture saying, "Do not be afraid, flock, for it's the Father's good pleasure, it's God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." What is the kingdom? You say, "Fine, I'll take it, but what is it?" It's the peace and the goodness and the love of God flowing through you now. The kingdom is something that comes later, but it's also happening right now inside you. The kingdom of God lives within you. And he says, be faithful, be alert, don't go to sleep, watchful for the Master to come. And rather than being anxious and fearful, focus on God's kingdom, assured that when we do, all of our needs will be taken care of. That's the promise that we have. But you see, our problem is that we really like being afraid and anxious. We feel uncomfortable when we're not afraid and anxious. We almost need to be afraid and anxious. I was in a prayer group in seminary in New York City. And that year, we were there during the season of Lent. And we were going to fast for a week. And since some of the classmates had health issues that made fasting problematic, our leader, who was my spiritual director, Dr. Margaret Gunther, assigned them to the task of fasting from anxious thoughts for a week. fasting from anxious thoughts. And this one little girl, bless her heart. I always say bless her heart, you know, England. Raised her hand and said, Dr. Gunther, if we fast from anxious thoughts, what else will we have to think about? She could not imagine fasting from anxious thoughts. It was unthinkable. She didn't know what else to do. And because we believe that if we don't maintain our defenses, if we don't keep our anxiety level up, patrolling the perimeters of our thoughts and lives, something bad will surely happen. It's like carrying an umbrella so it won't rain. The deepest faith that many of us have is in our faith of fear. We believe in that fear. We're taught to believe in that fear. Look at the news on TV. Read the news in the newspaper. Be afraid, or you don't know what's going on. The faith that our anxiety forms, that fear puts a protective shield around us is rather odd, but that's what we believe. The results of that fear, if I feel a moment of peace, is it must be because there's something I don't know about. It's like the old saying goes, if you can remain calm and serene while everything else around you is falling apart, perhaps you don't understand the situation. We're all wrong about fear, by the way. Jesus says, do not fear, do not be afraid, do not be anxious. We're in the hands of God. We are God's children. We think we have a protective shield, but fear is the thief that Christ is talking about. We are the householders that the thief is trying to invade our homes. Fear robs us of the peace that passes understanding that God promises us. Fear becomes our treasure if we let it. And Jesus says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So fear can rule your life. Faith is a genuine treasure we're looking to accumulate. The bad news is that we are the householders threatened by fear. The good news is that we know when the thief is coming because the thief is at our door right now, knocking, looking for a place to get in. The thief is fear and anxiety. Our promise, beloved, is that God promises us resources to overcome our fears and anxieties, to rest in God's peace and God's love. There's a Hindu saying that I believe is true. Live in the past and you will be depressed. Live in the future and you will be anxious. Live in the present with gratitude, and you'll be at peace. That's the message that Christ brings to us today. Live in the presence of God, love, and God's grace. And the message repeated over and over again is, don't be afraid or anxious. We're in the hands of God. Bad things will happen, surely. But the promise is that God will give us the strength and the support that we need to go through those times in our life. Do not be afraid, beloved. Our Father wants to give us the kingdom of peace and of hope. Amen.